What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle, hello there, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it, just a meat vessel for human gratification. We call his wiener a rescue animal. That may or may not be a spam musubi in his pocket, because he's not wearing anything under those sweatpants. He's the Mandarin Floridian. He's doing a Jialong Bao challenge. It's Siege.
Ni hola, wan shang howdy, jialama.
What is it called again?
Xiao Hong Shu.
And what are we supposed to call that in English? Red Note? Red Book?
Red Note. Red Note. Yes.
Okay. Red Book would be like your like communist passport, right?
Yeah, either way. I mean, you're good either way. I'm here for the communism.
I saw today, TikTok showed me a video of how China is way in front of us in the future. This time with furniture, and it was a bed, and it's not like a motel bed where you put a quarter in and it vibrates. This one, like reverse pile drove from below you.
It's a dollar.
And
now.
So you put your pelvis area on that part, and it like raises your pelvis up into your partner, I presume, as they're on top of you, and it does the work for you. And this sweet Asian lady was so pumped about it because she was like, now no one has to do any work. And I was like, the country with 1.5 billion people does not need to be encouraged.
I love it. I want one of those beds for
myself. I want one of their stupid cars, man. Like they like have cars better than Teslas, dude, that are $10,000. I'm overgeneralizing, obviously, but like, come on, that sounds awesome.
You're not really overgeneralizing. I think it's like 20,000. I think if we were allowed to get them in, even with tariffs, it would come to like $25,000, and you would have every possible feature that you could ever imagine on an electric car.
And it like the full, not full auto driving, but the full mode that Tesla will give you at least. It's like
it's better than that. Like it'll go park itself. You can go to a parking garage and it will drop you off at the door. It will go find a space and back into that space without you ever having to do it. And when you're coming out, all you have to do is hit the little button to let them know, hey, I'm on my way, and it'll Oh God, such a good reference.
I made a movie reference, everybody.
Yes. Where is it? I'll find it later. But when you're walking out to the parking garage, you can hit a button and it'll track you with your keys as to where you are. It'll unpark itself and come pick you up like a valet without having to valet.
He's helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end. We have producer Sean, Tasty Gravy, not Gervin. None of us a scientist, engineer, or supervillain. But if you are, let us know what we got wrong or perhaps even what we got right. You could hit us up on social media or find us just generally online. You could tell a friend, write a review, find us online to say sexy things about Siege or mean things about Brandon, nerdtalkplus.com. Don't do that. I'm just teasing. I mean, we miss Brandon, but he's gone with good cause, so we'll see him soon. Don't worry. Anyway, Siege.
Speaking of Brandon, we actually have a message on Spotify from our last episode, Curly Fries and Burger Rubbing. Our good friend Brooke R. Bean says, I miss finger yeah, blasting she does. Brandon. Ha ha ha. By special request, she'd like that to be read aloud by Siege. Okay. Please and thanks, XO Beege.
Siege, are you missing finger blasting Brandon? Is that what she just got you to say?
I miss the action of finger blasting.
This is going to be very specific then. Okay.
Also, we got listener and special friend of the show, Lily, sent me a screenshot of her computer that she was working on. And she said, you know those Grammarly programs where it helps you spelling or replacing things in a sentence to make it like sound more professional? Mm. Well, apparently there's a next level to it. And this is her screenshot was from a program called Microsoft Insight, where she was writing an article about the recent bay cleanup in Tampa that was done by a group of volunteers from the Florida Aquarium. And when it got to the section where she totaled the weight of the garbage they collected, 4,238 pounds, Insight prompted her with the options of adding, quote unquote, insightful information of either 1,922 kilograms or, quote, about 2 times the size of a Clydesdale horse.
It's doing stark for her.
Now, first off, weird stoichiometry.
How dare you, Microsoft? Obviously, we're suing you.
And secondly, I'd let her know that if she needed to, that's actually about 326 average size pumpkins if she wants to put that in her article.
Please, please put that in the article.
And finally, Ashley from Fort Pierce, Florida writes in, holy bleep, you've released Siege's horniness from captivity and back onto the show. Welcome. It reminded me that both the best and worst things about dating him was his mouth. Ashley, I don't think you could call what we did dating.
Well, so. I didn't know we unleashed your horniness. That's something that's news to me. I've been trying to keep this show above boards recently, but okay, that's fine. That's good.
I haven't listened to the last episode, but that's what apparently people are referencing.
I think you were on the last episode, so that's good. What? Yeah.
Oh, true.
When's the last time you missed an episode, Siege? Like, ever?
I don't know. Oh, wait. Last week.
we didn't do an episode last week. Yeah. There's this. I'm really proud of us because this is episode 32 of season 4. So we're really setting great pace, and I feel more responsible than ever to show up because I have so many people depending on me to do this, or you know, that are like setting their schedules. Gravy yelling at us for switching the schedule back and forth also like kind of broke me, and so I've been like trying to be like more dependable about this stuff, and it means that we've cranked out a lot of episodes, but it is exhausting sometimes to crank it that much, and so you know, there's only so many $100 you can get per crank that it's you know. But no, that's always worth it.
Keeps it worth it.
Yeah. Anyway, we took a week off last week. We really didn't talk about it because I think everyone just kind of fried. And so personal lives are just running ragged. And with Brandon not able to show up, it made sense to have a week off. I wouldn't be surprised if it happens again this summer in the near future because I am so fried. But I also I do this to goof off with you guys more than I do.
Yeah,
I don't like the work that I have to do afterwards to make that. It could actually be on the internet.
Make stupid podcasts. Just have a conversation. Yeah,
if Gravy was the actual producer of the show, then like he would put this together. But also, I that's not to say that I expect anything of Gravy. I'm just glad he's here to like at the end of the show to sum up what we've said and to play Guinness time with us when we have enough people. So, it's a pleasure to do this. I just hate the work that comes along with it. So if we had money, if this was a professional podcasting network, we would hire a team of people to put this out and then do all the socials for us. And we would just show up once a week and goof off about it.
Wait, we don't get paid?
No, you do. I'm pretty sure you do. You should just let's change the subject.
Okay. Cool.
I sat through some podcasting thing the other day. It was a talent call with my company, and they're trying to teach you how to do radio shows better than it was for the whole team. It wasn't just they weren't just picking on me or whatever. I was listening to it and they were like, you need to have structure. You can't just come in here and be winging it and just turn it into a conversational show where you're just jib jabbing with your friends. And I was like, what?
Yeah, right. Have you heard our show?
They're like, have you seen?
Did you
have
know
you seen
that,
your listeners?
You know that.
I'd be like, ah.
Did you know that we're in the top 5% of the entire world
in some metric, in some stoiked out metric,
in some metric?
Podcasts that are played near pumpkins.
We have more pumpkins listening than any other podcast.
We have some. Like people, like it's so cool because people don't ever tell me that they're listening to this. And then like my friend Jeff from college, who he's like one of the dudes that I won't say what he does because I don't need to call him out like that. But I'll just say it to you guys. He runs the, and he listens in Wisconsin, I think is where you are, Jeff. I can't remember. He just mentioned some stuff to me one time about that. Our friend Tanner from Colorado, who's from Puyallup originally, but he's like listens from Colorado. Like just like people that I just assume that like only strangers are listening to this, not people that I know and like
fans.
And like hope to not see nude. I mean, I also wouldn't mind if people that I want to see nude would No, I don't want to. Oh, guys, I saw the craziest thing today. Speaking of seeing each other nude, I saw this clip. I don't know anything about these people very much, except for one of them intimidates me. There's this sports guy. He's called Stephen A. Smith. Are we familiar with his work?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so is that bad? Yeah. I get the impression that people do not like him. But that's fine. The Skip guy, Skip Bayless, he's the one I think everyone really hates. And so
which is terrible.
Worse of those two, Skip Bayless or Stephen A. Smith?
Well, let's put it this way. Skip Bayless made a living of being just kind of a jerk to everybody. And Stephen A. Smith, while coming up as being an awesome investigative sports reporter behind the scenes, as he got to the level of the morning show where you had to be debate television, he found that being the polarizing figure got you more clicks and more likes and more views and everything else like that. And he went full heel. Like he was amazing at what he did as a journalist before he became, you know, the debate show guy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Stephen A. Smith, which sounds like Stephen Naismith to me. And isn't that like a,
basketball. Yeah,
that's the guy who invented basketball, right? Yeah, that's not a coincidence. That guy's name is not Stephen A. Smith, for sure. Okay, it's just like when I started radio in Seattle, we joked about calling me Greg T. Nelson.
Greg R. Greg T. Nelson.
Instead of Craig T. Nelson. That would have been... What's up,
coach?
See? It would have been amazing, to be clear, but...
Wait, if you were Craig... Or wait, he was Craig. You're Greg, so you would be Goach.
Craig B. Nelson. How about I saw that picture of Michael B. Jordan the other day when I was walking around. Didn't get a picture of the man. I got a picture of it saying Michael B. Jordan.
Of the name. That was perfect.
What was I saying that got me to this, Siege?
Stephen A. Smith.
So Chad Ochocinco went on his podcast. Have you seen this clip?
No, but I love Chad Ochocinco.
He was like... I was doing amateur porn on the side because when I was younger, I was banging, and the gal I was with, she was like, I'm trying to say this politely, deeper.
Say it slower.
Deeper.
Whisper. Yeah.
Wait. Why did I make her say that like that, though? That made it sound like she's got like a... That's like with that chick when I would... Oh, never mind. I got to... Anyway, so she said that, and he was like, I'm already, that's all. that's it. And then he was mad and embarrassed, and he's a competitor, and so he was like, so I started doing stop it, gravy. You're distracting me. He's like, so I started doing amateur porn on the side to learn how to better use what I had. And then he says, until I got that taken care of, and Stephen A. Smith is like, I am not asking you about any of this. Why are you sharing this? You are on camera saying these things. And I was like, oh, I like this Stephen A. Smith guy because he was being real with this Chad Ochocinco, who was also being for real. And he was like, yeah, but once I got the surgery, it was no problem. And he was like, what? And he was like, yeah, for $8,000, man, I'm in great shape now. What? And he was like, I went from 3 to 11 inches. And I was like, there's no such thing as that, sir. That's like, what, did you have a broomstick implanted in your wiener? Or like, what?
I mean, possibly.
For $8,000?
The future is limitless.
I'm trying to turn that into a joke, and I'm having a hard time here. Anyway, yeah, and he was like, yeah, for 15 minutes and eight, it took 15 minutes and it was $8,000. And I was like,
wow.
Yeah. Whew. So anyway, everyone's
I know
like,
way too much about those surgeries too. So I
mean, you do?
Yeah.
Is that your side hustle? Penile surgeon?
I do it out of my garage because I'm not a I'm a doctor.
You have no room in your garage. You already told us that.
I'm not a licensed doctor, but I am a doctor. But I know that all you do is you snip this little part up here and then that part falls out and then it's like on display as opposed to hidden within.
How do you spell penile? There we go.
P-E-N-I-L-E.
Oh, wow. You do know how. Maybe you are. Just took a note. Part-time penile surgeon.
There's my face.
Dr. Siege.
My whole Wikipedia came up.
Your whole Wikipedia? Like what?
That's right. H-O-L-E.
Okay, good. You can spell good, man. That's good. Anyway, I did what you have to do, which is read the comments on, it was either TikTok or Reddit. And some guy was like, listen, I just did a ton of research. This is BS. No one does this research or no one does this type of surgery. If they did, it would be on every billboard across the nation.
It's all over South Florida. I'm going to tell you, it doesn't need to be on a billboard. People know where to go. It's all over South Florida.
To Siege's garage.
It's a Siege's garage. Come, the karate garage.
Come to Siege's karate hole. Siege's karate hole is pretty good.
Reviews are 5 stars.
Okay. Yeah. What was the first thing we were talking about? We were talking about the cars or something like that, or China.
Fun fact, Chad Ochocinco, yeah. Member of Tropic Sounders.
Oh, I've interviewed him. He did not like me.
Oh, that's a shame.
That's okay. I was, I don't know what, I didn't expect for him to like me. Today at work, I was like, they asked me, they're like, how would you feel about doing an endorsement for a blue collar, a company that's trying to hire blue collar? And I was like, I got to be honest. I don't think blue collar guys like love me. I don't think that they're listening for my advice on where to get a job or whatever.
Right.
But then I thought about it and I was like, every blue collar worker that I've ever known or hung out with, we've become fast friends. Like Gravy's the perfect example of is management for blue collar people. And so he bridges that gap all the time as kind of a nerd that like has to do with dudes that are blue collary. My problem is that I would be like, you support a fascist and like that, you know, it gets slippery real fast or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's a big assumption, but also I feel like fair. And so yeah, they're like, would you want to do this? And I was like, I mean, I think I could. I think I could relate to talking to people about like why it's important that we need blue collar jobs and people workers and not robots and all these things that I believe in, like humans having jobs and stuff like that. And I think that there's that bit of humanity and that bit of humility about it is important to talk. Like, I think people who build homes for a living are incredible. Like, I wouldn't want to be out in the rain in November doing that.
No,
but it never. Like, I think it would probably be so satisfying. And they just did such a BS job on my house when they built it that, like, I feel like I could have done as good a job. And I stand by that because I can operate power tools and I understand how things sort of work and I pay attention. And
we
stuff
put
like that
whole sound wall up in like 30 minutes.
Yeah. Exactly. And so I don't know. I always have the utmost respect for people who actually like my whole job is just making stupid jokes and it's like pointless. But there you're like, oh, I built that. Like, that's pretty sweet, dude. Every time I walk by the karate belt holder that Gravy and I built, like, I'm like,
nice.
Yeah, I did that. That's pretty sweet. And I'm proud of it because it's something that I actually accomplished with my hands or whatever, as opposed to this podcast, which I'm embarrassed about constantly, which I my soft hands were all over this as well. So. Yeah.
Good thing we're keeping it above board, Greg.
Yeah, well, I really have been trying. I wanted to get back to the roots of Nerd Talk and talk about Nerd Talk. And so far, I mean, we've talked about Ocho Cinco's wiener. And I guess we talked about
Karate Garage.
Chinese electric cars for a while. That's pretty sweet.
That's true. Yeah. We were there.
Yeah, and the Chinese auto-humping bed, that's, I guess.
Oh, cool, yeah. That's also good for your back.
I bet you that somebody has already figured out how to cut a hole in that bed and, well.
Don't have to face up, you just face down.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Well.
Great. Thank you, China, for everything that you do.
And we'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
All right. Welcome back.
All right.
Let me see if I took any notes in my note app, because sometimes I do that and I forget about it, and it's been 2 weeks since we podcasted, and so I gotta like, oh, let's just go through the recent notes that I've made. Sumo, the big sumo tournament ended yesterday, and I've got beef with NHK, the Nippon, or Nihon, whatever, network. Their PBS. No commercials, pretty sweet. They just show awesome content about Japan. And one of the things is sumo. And they post the Grand Sumo Highlights, a 27-minute review show. It's always available by the time I get home from work, because Japan is, you know, 16 hours ahead of us. By the time I get home from work, usually that day's stuff is available because they post it the following day in Japan. So that way they want you to go live. But then if you don't, you could watch the highlights the next day. And so I went to watch the final day's action for the Nagoya July tournament.
Nice.
And it was coming down to the final day of like these two guys who have never won before, and they were going to go head to head. And what did they use for the thumbnail for the highlight show? The guy who won holding the trophy. And I'm like,
well, crap.
This isn't 2012 anymore. You have to understand how this, you can show the two guys battling and be like, this is what I'm here for. This, I can't wait to watch this. But instead I was like, well, I can't wait to die. So
thank you for ruining my experience. My problem was, I was actually trying to follow this as well, but I have a friend on Blue Sky who does not shut up, and he was basically like live skeeting the whole thing.
Never heard it called that, but I almost choked on my bourbon. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Oh, it burns. Burr burns. Is that? No, I'm sorry.
We should play Strip Uno now.
What? No. I don't understand your obsession with trying to keep getting everyone naked to eat. I don't. Until I get the Chad Ochocinco treatment, I am not interested.
Well, we were trying to do like T-shirtless Tuesday one time, or Topless Tuesday.
I was not trying to do that.
Well, Brandon and I were.
No, I know. You guys would do that every day. Oh, my God. I got a notification on my phone. It was like, let's look back at photos. And I was like, all my photos are gone. Not the photos that other people shared with me somehow. So it made a story out of our trip to Spokane via all of Gravy's pictures. And there it was. Toe hand-holding between Brandon and Siege. It is the worst picture.
Like, no, it's the best.
Put that on the only fan boats. Jeepers.
The interlocking toes. Painted toes, no less.
It's so...
so good.
It's the worst. It might be...
What's great, what I love about that is Brandon is very, very shy about his feet.
About everything.
About everything, obviously. Yeah. But he didn't even want to get a pedicure that day because he didn't want somebody else looking at, let alone touching his feet.
But he'll talk about his feet all freaking night.
Yeah. But by the end of the night, we had full on like foot holding. Like, we were just joyous men connected.
To paint the picture, there's four drunk dudes in a hot tub, okay?
With four loco.
This is going somewhere, right? And Siege and Brandon, across from one another, both put their man feet out, and then they, like, holding hands, they interlock toes across the...
all the way across.
Yeah, across the...
The hot tub.
Pretty nice size hot tub. The soup daddy or whatever we call it. Daddy cooker. I like soup daddy better, I think.
I like soup daddy better, too.
Anyway, I think you should put it on our social media, Siege, and ask, is this the worst picture ever? And let people vote.
Or best.
Let people vote, yeah.
Yeah.
I want you to say, is it the worst picture ever? And then yes or no, and then the option of it's the best. How about that? Is that okay?
Okay, that works.
Because
that works.
I hate it so much, and it's going to gross me out. And, I mean, obviously tag me in it so I can share it, so that way it gets more range. And you could try tagging the end and see what Christy Taylor does with it.
Sup, Christy.
Sup, dummy. Oh, boy.
That reminds me, too. I keep missing... I'm so bummed that Brandon's not here for a number of reasons, but a story that keeps coming up locally here in Florida that I have to get our realty expert of the homeowners.
Stop.
Okay, I won't say it.
Thank you.
Our special realty expert, our realty baby boy. Down here, there seems to be a rash of people talking to realtors, going out into the yard and being like, oh my goodness, there's ants on your feet. And they reach down and just start touching people's feet. And I want to know, is that okay for me to do that to Brandon?
First of all, yes is the answer.
Yes.
Without even thinking about it, that is a definite you got it.
See, it seems so terrible and so premeditatedly evil, but also I want to use it.
Yeah. Don't do it to strangers. That is possibly how you get shanked, at least in Florida.
True.
But yeah, do it to people you know, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm definitely doing it. I'm going to go to a few open houses this weekend then.
Well, that's not what I meant. I meant to people like Brandon, not to like realtors in general that are trying to do their work. There's ants on your feet. Ah. I'll have to suck them off.
I'm trying to help.
God damn it.
Show's about science.
What do you think Gravy's doing right now?
I don't know, but what I see, his eyebrow went up.
I think he's looking at a TikTok, if I'm being honest.
Scrolling through Hinge.
Looking at pictures of his own wiener.
Looking at pictures of my wiener?
I don't... I don't know what my problem is, Siege. I'm so prude. Like, I've obviously got that dog in me, you know what I mean? Because I say terrible things all the time. But then I get
into my karate hole.
Then I get so weird around debauchery?
My feet. Yeah. Yes.
It's kind of like
basically what I do.
Yeah, it's like basically
I make you squirmy.
But here's the thing, though. Other people also do that, but they mm-hmm. make me uncomfortable. You somehow don't make me uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So while I don't love it, I'm also not repulsed by myself or you in this moment.
What's funny to me is you're more shy about this when we're not in the same room. But when we're in the same room, like you are just as loud and obnoxious about this stuff as I am.
Oh,
it's incredible. I love it. Well, I'm like, this is a whole new side of Greg.
I'll take that as a compliment, I guess. I think I like that.
Yeah.
Usually because he's drunker, says Gravy. Okay, well.
He unsheaths the beast.
I've got an upcoming in session in about a week. Siege, we got to write some material for me. That's a thing.
Oh, yes.
When Siege was here, we were laughing about some tragedy in my life, like my dead parents or something like that. And then he was like, there you go. There's your punchline. And I was like, oh, look at that. And then I decided that I want to do some stand up in front of the audiences that I have at in sessions where they already know and like me, and then just do like a couple minutes before I bring out a band. And so we got to like write some stuff. Maybe we can go topical or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll do a little monologue. Let's do a
little monologue. Yeah. Yes. Okay. I love it.
Wow. Well, I guess I do loosen up when I'm. My problem is that I've been trained to not trust what gets recorded in, on the internet or in text messages or whatever. And well, I trust all you dummies. Like, I don't trust someone related to Sean to not try and ruin my life. And so, it's like you have to be, even when you think it's the trust tree or whatever, like, that doesn't mean everyone else abides by those rules or whatever.
Some have been kicked out and hit every branch on the way down.
You
you know, <I'm
laughs> yeah, that's
good. Damn it, Market.
Okay, so I open up my notes app to see what I had marked down for this week.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Let me do that too.
And I started talking about Sumo because that was the last thing that I opened. And then, you know how I want to make an album? I found a genre that I'm going to make it. I'm not going to tell you what it is because I want it to be like a kind of a surprise or whatever. But now I've got to find, I got to figure out if I want to spend money to buy Ableton or not so I can start programming my depression music.
Oh.
The problem is I'm not as depressed as I was. And so, but I still feel like numb. I just don't feel bad as the same way that I did. And so, if someone was like, I'm going to stab you if you don't, whatever, I think I would still be like, I don't care.
I don't care.
And then they'd have to like make a decision based on like, ugh, this guy, I think he means it. I do think he doesn't care. Oh no, this threat has gone horribly wrong. I have an idea for an album. Anyway, that's another note that I made to myself. And then finally, we get to Nerd Talk Plus, where I say I just have one compound word, and it says cyber farting. So,
is that like those cyber bees, but they come out of your butt in gas form?
Maybe. Yeah, that's probably it. I have it saved in my Instagram, but I don't know what this means. Give me a second here. I can't. Can't hear that, so that's not okay. Well, this is going terribly. I don't know how to reload that so I can read the post to you. Okay, a woman from Wales
here.
Ready? A woman from Wales is facing jail time after bombarding her boyfriend's ex with videos of herself farting. Rhiannon Evans, 25, has appeared in court today to plead guilty to harassment in Britain's first ever cyber farting case. She's accused of causing distress or anxiety to her boyfriend's ex after sending videos of herself passing wind. The prosecution told the magistrates that she was the video since she proceeds to pass gas by placing the camera on her bottom and passing the gas.
They couldn't call it cyberbullying. They had to go with cyber farting. That's so excellent.
She's hot. Over the next few days, another four videos were sent of the same nature, showing Rhiannon passing wind and then showing her face smiling at the camera.
Can I get copies of this? Yeah, are they available?
Her tooting continued on Boxing Day and New Year's Day, despite police getting wind of what happened. Get out of here.
Yes. Who wrote that? IFL Science.
This is, I just found it on some random person's MJ Murphy comedy. I hope it's real. No, I think it seems real. It's
got to be real.
I mean, yeah, if it's on the internet.
That totally sounds like something that happens in England.
My friend sent me a
thing. Or Wales.
My friend My friend sent me, sorry, Gravy, I can't go back. he sent a text asking a follow-up question, and I can't rewind. That's incredible. You are a trailblazer.
Yes.
Especially if you hold a lighter up to it, then you're like.
What was that old commercial? Real man of genius.
Listen here, lady.
Cyber farter. It was you who first thought to put your camera to your butt and break wind to your ex's girlfriend.
The first time I sent. I have this moment with a lot of people that I don't know well at the time, and then you figure out that you're going to be just fine. One time it was with my intern, Bryce. I was like, I went to say something to him, and I was like, never mind. And he was like, what were you going to say? And I was like, listen, man. And he was like, just say it. And then I said something awful to him, and he was like, I knew you'd say that. And then we were like instantly like, okay, well, we're friends because I could say the worst thing I can think of to you. And you're just like, yep. I sent Siege a video of a lady on roller skates doing a big circle around her back patio. And then she has a pot in her hand and she toots into the pot and it makes a terrible noise. And I was like, well, I'm sending this to Siege. And then he was like, this is exactly what I needed to see. And I was like, Okay, cool. So we're that type of friends, I guess. That's good.
Yep. Saved in my camera roll.
Every time that comes back, I think of you, Siege. Every time the internet is like, here, let me give you this gift again. Oh.
Ever since you did that, I get like the random videos of her. Like she has like a PVC pipe that's like 15 feet long and she'll set the one end down by the camera. Like right by the speaker, then run all the way down to the other end and just like hit that pipe.
That's not what I knew when I was 20 when it came to hitting pipes, but here we are.
Yeah.
I drank coffee today for the first time in a while, and
ooh, congratulations!
I got smoked too much weed anxiety, despite not having smoked weed. I was like, "Come on, dog, we're going for a walk. Gotta go burn off some of this anxiety that I brewed up today." Yeah, that's just a little side for you. So anyway, well, that really
jealous of your coffee.
That made me happy.
That all made me happy.
You know,
I've only got two notes from the time that we were away. One is about a guy who broke his arm and broke his arm and had severe nerve damage to his brain. And after getting multiple CAT scans, finding out that he had new neural pathways forming in his brain after being forced to use his other arm to jerk off.
And it was like scrambling his brain, like literally, like
he was forming new neural pathways because he had to completely re-doctor the way that he, you know, earned his $100.
You wonder when Cal Raleigh hits a million home runs and he hits it from either side of the plate.
Yeah. Switch hitter. Man,
is he a switch hitter?
So many neural pathways
outside of the park as well. Or yeah,
that's actually a good one, Gravy. He said he jerked himself ambidextrous.
Yeah, possibly.
Good for him.
Yeah, you hear
good for him.
You hear about kids that like break their dominant hand when they're kids, and then they have to like spend the whole, you know, all of fifth grade writing with their non-dominant hand, and then or Manly, who can just draw almost equally as good with both of his hands. He's like a psychopath like that. He was so good at drawing with his right hand when he was a kid, and he was bored and poor, so he just like was like, I'll just draw with my other hand now, and he could do that too. So
good for you, John Manly. I was born left-handed, but nobody in my family was left-handed whatsoever. I was taught everything right-handed. So I mean,
everything.
Well, I wasn't taught that, but I mean,
your dad's like,
ambidextrous.
I'm gonna show you. Your mom was like, let me show you how to do this, kid.
I'm gonna show you once.
Get over here. So you caress it real nice. Here, this is Gerg. He's gonna show you about the soft hands. Oh, hello.
Oh, hello. It's very lotiony. What are we doing?
Guys, I've got this weird little. Oh wait, do you have more to share from your notes? I've got a personal update that we should cover also.
Oh, okay. The other one was, can we get shark necklaces, shark tooth necklaces?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And somebody said that I don't know who this was, but I have the note in here that somebody had commented on our show and said that we are horny science jokes with a well-armed militia. So I don't know what that means, but I'll take it.
Wait, let's go back to that shark tooth necklace thing.
Yeah.
Like just random thought. You're like, should get chartreuse necklaces.
Yeah. It's like when I'm often thinking about us doing the show shirtless, I'm like, man, if we had shark tooth necklaces, that would be just outstanding.
I don't love this idea, but I'll commit to it. If we get shark tooth necklaces, I'll do Topless Tuesday for you, okay?
Oh, yes.
Here's the thing is that I've been looking for a long time. I want, I wear a black t-shirt and decent pants every single day. That's just like my, I've just decided on that uniform.
It's the uniform.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know. I like see other people, like older dudes that do the same thing, and I'm like, ugh, like don't turn into that. But then I'm around young people enough, and I'm around a young industry that I feel like it keeps me from like just wearing whatever. It doesn't matter. So I have a uniform that I wear, but I feel like it just needs a little something here or there. So I like have longer hair right now, or I buy you know, a semi-fashionable pair of glasses or something like that, just to give a little bit of extra character to this very neutral, basic thing that I put on every day, right? But the one thing that I've always wanted for, I guess, performance is I want a little bit of like non, I guess, douchebag jewelry. Like I would like a necklace that looks cool. Like, and I found one and it's awesome that I really want, but it's $300. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to do that. That's crazy. But
what do you need for $300?
It's this, I love this band called Cult of Luna. They're this like metal band out of like Sweden or something like that. And they, somebody made them custom metal art that goes along to their, one of their album, two of their albums called Vertical at 1 and 2. And it looks awesome. It's like really cool. You know, those like the, what are the pillars that exist? Like probably near Iceland or something like that. And they're like the basalt pillars that are like hexagon shapes. Yeah, okay. And they like,
I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't know what they're called.
It looks kind of like that a little bit. And it's cool, 'cause it looks like kind of geology, but without being super nerdy, but also like from an artist. And it's like the perfect combination of like science and art, which is like the sweet spot that I like to exist in as well. And so I was like, oh, I really want that. But then it was $350 or something like that. I was like, well, I'm not going to do that. But then I started looking on Etsy for other stuff that was kind of like it. Never really found anything. Okay. And so I just never get anything, 'cause I don't have any, I just feel dumb buying jewelry for myself, 'cause I've never been that person really. But if we had matching shark tooth necklaces, then I would have a story behind it. I'd be like, nothing sounds cooler than being like, oh, it's for my podcast.
Well, shark teeth are free here.
Gravy sent a picture of the basalt columns, and that's exactly what
Yep, that's exactly it.
Yeah. So it's cool. I don't know how to describe it. You got to Google it for yourself if you're listening. It's a thing. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, sharks live near you is one thing. So, yeah, so that's possible.
Yeah, they're the, I mean, you just walk down the beach, and you can literally just pick up shark teeth whenever you want.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
How about necklaces? Cool.
What if I made you a shark tooth necklace?
Yeah, I'd definitely wear that. As long as it wasn't, like, lame.
Wrap it up with oh god, what was it, like one of those hemp choker necklaces but with a single shark tooth,
put
hanging
some beads
down the
in
front.
There along the way.
Yeah, yeah. Just put some like silver ball bearings.
I
so
got
you know
one of those
tough.
In 1998, bro, only without
I one of my favorite pictures that pops up on my phone every once in a while is back when I was first interning at the first radio station I worked at, 103.1 The Buzz in West Palm Beach. And I'm wearing the Buzz shirt and I'm at one of our electronica shows.
Yeah.
And my pupils are very wide and my neck is very, very constricted by this hemp necklace.
It was a whole thing, man. That was like a whole.
Oh, man.
You go to, you know, any number of, this is the 90s, everybody, go to any number of the mall stores from Anchor Blue to Miller's Outpost
to
Claire's to wherever, and get yourself a...
Was it Journeys? What's the one up there?
Get yourself a hemp necklace with some beads in it. I went to the Museum of Flight 4 times in a week last week. And
those are awesome pictures, by the way.
They took, they keep saying it this way. I interviewed one of the guys from there and he was like, well, anyway, the South African artist is trying to like make art out of like murder stuff, like AK-47s. And, so what they did is
a MiG?
Yeah, a MiG-21, like a Russian, this one was a Polish plane, but made by the Russians. And he got South African beaters, put these beads onto like metal wires, and you know, like it takes like thousands of them to cover like an AK-47. It was something like 20 million beads to cover to put a shirt on a plane. That's what I said. And he was like, well,
that's amazing. Well, it's a little bit nicer than
planes don't wear shirts. And yeah, it took them, you know, 3.5 years to get all the beads in place or whatever. Like, yeah, it's a plane shirt.
Sure, buddy.
But yeah, like, I don't know. I would wear like, if the right bead necklace came around, and I'm not talking big beads like that Siege would, you have to keep away from his butt, but like you'd have to like, I'm talking decorative. I should just stop.
I have those beads too.
Yeah. No one's surprised, especially Ashley or whoever was that was talking about your mouth.
Oh yeah. Thanks, Ashley.
Yeah. What? Oh, I thought that was going to be Ashley, but instead that is a very young Siege.
With the sideburns.
I like you better now. I think that like the Jason Momoa look is much better. Like the, I mean, no shade on you then, but I don't know.
Dude, look at my pupils.
I can't see. It's my screen is too small. I mean, I can see. Like you look like a Canadian from South Park. But,
Yeah, pretty much.
If you text it to us, then we can.
I can do that.
Then we can see it. But yeah,
idiot.
Okay, well, I guess we should do some nerd talk while we're here.
That's right. I forgot we were doing a show.
And we'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
A special request for Siege, the male birth control pill is potentially within our reach.
Oh, yes.
Dudes, this is incredible because there was a test. There was some test done for this very specific pill. I don't know what it's called. It doesn't matter. You can look it up at IFLScience.com. Even at its highest dose, the oral pill had no effect on the person's heart rate, testosterone levels, inflammatory biomarkers, so no inflammation, levels of fertility-related hormones, sexual desire, or mood, plus no adverse events were reported in this trial that they did on, I guess, people. And they smashed it, is what they said. Out of the park, is what they said.
Hell yeah.
And that's crazy.
Smash it too.
In animal tests, especially if you get this pill, in animal tests, after six weeks of not taking the pill, the mousy man parts were functioning correctly again and ready to make babies. I can't imagine a world where I remember to do anything every day that's not drinking beer. And so, and I don't drink a lot of beer, but I drink a beer every day for sure. Do you think, as a sect of a species, being male, that we can be responsible enough with this type of power to use it correctly so that way we don't make more babies.
We? I don't know.
Like you and I?
Like we, like, like you and I? You and I think actually might be. Overall, as a male species, no.
Would but we be better than women?
Be better than? I highly doubt that.
And successful, more successful, not better than in terms of like qualitatively, but would we have more success at remembering to take this than the pressure that we put on women to do it?
Oh, hell yeah. Are you kidding me? If it was up to us in the first place to do this, to not have babies, if the responsibility, if there was the only chance of responsibility to not have children was on us, I make damn sure that we would do. I would like to know, can I get a snip and take this pill? Mm. Like that's like how far I want to go. Like I've got enough children, allegedly.
I just watched a clip from comedian Casey McClain, who said that he ordered a sperm count test from Amazon for $35 and that it was effective, though weird when his wife caught him using it.
Just plugging away in the Amazon box.
Yeah, well, for some reason, I feel like most of the world's problems are caused by dudes and their ejaculations.
Yes.
And so there's something about me that says we can't be trusted.
No, we can't be trusted, period.
To take this pill.
If, like, I have to put this in my frame of reference.
Please, that's what I'm asking.
Will I take this pill? You're damn right I will take this pill. Yeah. Like, especially with having, like, zero side effects, zero bad things. And when you think about all the craziness that happens to a woman's body when they have to take these pills, and sometimes there are certain people that benefit from certain things and certain types of birth control, but like the fact that it's like we're putting this demon sentence on people to make it so I can just, you know, bust my nut wherever the hell I want to, you know? I mean, it's like, I would like to do that and also take responsibility for it.
Sure.
Like, you know?
So my take is classically Catholic, that I'm terrified of consequences and guilt. And so, like, I remember one chick... This one woman that was nice enough to sleep with me, I was like, why'd you just like kind of like, we went out again like some months later. I was like, why did you just kind of bail on me? And she was like, because you were so weird about us not using a condom. You were so weird. You got so messed up about it that it was like really weird. And I was like, well, yeah, I don't want babies with you. Like, I mean, but also in that moment, I didn't not want babies with you. And so, yeah, it's a.
If it's a thing that I can wake up and take, I'm doing it. I'm doing it every morning.
Yeah, I'm a no before doubt. Bed type guy myself, but yeah, I hear you.
3-4 times a day. It doesn't matter. Like,
yeah, but that's the trick. Is tell me I have to take it twice a day for it to work, but then mean I only got to take it once every 2 days and it'll work. Just don't tell me that part's science, okay? Just be like,
yeah,
birth control toothpaste or something like that. Can you imagine? Then I would brush my teeth more frequently. That'd be awesome. Like,
oh,
I'm
my
joking.
God.
I brush my teeth frequently. I was just joking.
do it like they do with the women's packs where they have the 5 off days that are just kind of whatever, placebo or iron pills or something like
sugar
that.
Pills.
But yeah. And so
birth control beer.
One a day keeps the babies
away. That's the one thing I'm willing to do every day.
Just a shot in the morning.
Hey, did you take your BCB? Oh, I forgot. Meet you at the bar. Let's go.
There we go. Oh, God. Can you imagine having that on tap? Oh,
man.
These places would clean like bars as if they don't make enough money.
Rubens makes the best BCBs, bro. IPAs are so old school. I got to get a BCB.
I'm a little partial to hell bent myself.
All right. Well, we've solved humanity's problems, everybody. Once again, you're welcome, world. Nerd Talk Plus strikes again. I'm sorry, Brandon wasn't here to help us save the day. That's too bad. Anyway, my point with the birth control pill for men is that I couldn't remember to take my... It's not to take it, but to I couldn't remember to bring it with me to work so that I could take it at a reasonable time, my ADHD meds. And so like 5 out of 7 days, I would take it maybe. And then I would forget the next couple days. And so I can't be... There's no way I can be trusted to take it every single day. And like, as I've already proven... condoms are a like kind of a Hail Mary situation where it's like, do I have one? Great, because
they're complicated.
It's the guilt is so strong in me, though. It's like so. I think it's in a sense a positive in that case because I do worry so much about having children that I don't want, because it is having one that I do want is the worst, let alone one that I don't want. I love my child. I'm just kidding. It's like, but it's the hardest thing I've ever done.
You love him now.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and well, I mean, not right now, not while we're on the podcast. I don't, because no. But yeah, it's Oh, hello, dog. Did you hear me talking crap about the boy? No, oh, good. The dog is here.
He thought you were. She thought she was the child that you didn't want.
Oh boy. The other day, I thought she was like she got mad at me. I thought she was gonna bite me, and I was like, if you bite me and hurt me, I should have
What did she say? What did she say? What did she do?
Great point. Get the Ocho Cinco job while they're in there.
That's right. You just snip on the top, snip on the bottom. Come to Siege's Karate Hole. Jesus Christ. 2-for-1 special.
We have so many good names for this episode. One that we didn't talk about, Karate Water. We have Part-Time Penile Surgeon, Siege's Karate Hole, and Birth Control Beer.
Man. This is a good show.
Yeah, I have one that's a bummer, and I don't want to go out on a bad note, so I don't think I'll bring it up. I just hate the government. Let's just leave it at that.
You should bring it up anyway.
Are you sure? Like, it's not. I should have gone with this one first and then gone to the birth control beer after it, but no, I'm not going to. I don't want to be bummed out about the EPA being terrible, even though I can talk science about it, though. Environmental Protection Agency has pivoted now, saying that greenhouse gases don't endanger humanity, which is just lying.
Mm-hmm.
Fossil fuels.
Hey, it's us. Fossil fuels. We're the EPA.
Lying about science. They're actually lying about science, though. We're like joking about science, but it sounds funnier to say lying, which is in itself a lie, which is funny. fossil fuels so cool again. We should all buy as much as possible and definitely don't look into the lobby money. But, on Venus, they have a runaway greenhouse gas problem. And I know that we don't like to, we don't like to acknowledge that we have proof of things getting terrible, but the average temperature on Venus is over 800 degrees.
Not too bad.
And what happens is if you have too many greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, I'm going to try my best with the correct language, but the gist of what I'm saying is right, but maybe I'll get the nomenclature wrong. But as the...
There are two good words right there. I like that.
As the beams of the sun hit the earth, as the sun radiates us and heats up the planet, the reflection off of the surface, and it's not necessarily reflection, the heat that comes off of the surface goes back through the atmosphere. When there's greenhouse gases, it's the X-ray spectrum or whatever it is, I can't remember, does not escape through the greenhouse gases. And these are largely carbon-based things. And it gets stuck between the greenhouse gases and the surface of the planet, which then heats up the Earth. If you heat up starts with the polar caps. If you heat those up, then we get more water. And then you end up with Kevin Costner in charge of things again with gills on his face. Waterworld reference, I've seen it. And so if you first you have the water that all... you know, starts to get rid of the land and you're left with a lot less land and you end up with a, you know, like maybe two continents left over. What is it? Gondwana and the other one. That's old.
Wakanda.
I don't think it's Wakanda. I think that was after. Laurasia is what it's called.
Yes. Laurasia.
And Gondwana. Wow. And then like, if it gets too bad, if the heat continues to get trapped, then eventually it'll be too hot for the water to exist as a liquid, and it'll become an arid hellscape of insane temperatures and pressure that no one can survive in. Now, that might not affect, say, the three of us directly.
Or Florida people.
Or no, it'll definitely, Florida's definitely gone. Amongst the first places to go, Florida. Unfortunately, our dumbest places are likely to be the ones that survive longer, are like North Dakotas and stuff. No, but probably not even there because of the... Guys, we got to move to the mountains. The Everglades! Perfect!
Oh, yes! The mountains of the Everglades.
Anyway, the idea that the fossil fuels lobby can just straight up tell the EPA to be like, nope, that's alive. That's not.
No, they're fine. They're fine.
Don't worry about that. Is a real big bummer. And I don't really have a point to this other than make sure to buy your lead flake cereal. Leadios.
Leadios.
Lead's not bad for you. That's just a conspiracy by the libs to get you to not buy.
Put it back in the paint.
Does big lead have lobby money? Because I feel like they're missing out if they don't.
Big Lead is currently lobbying to get back into pencils.
Yeah. All right. What's in it right now? Graphite? Yeah.
Graphite.
Huh. Well, anyway.
What can we put lead in?
Gasoline?
I remember. Yeah. Let's re-lead the gas.
Yeah. Let's speed up that greenhouseification.
My seventh grade science teacher, shout out to Mr. Todd, had this giant brick of lead that it was about the size of a normal masonry brick.
So that's what he told the girls it was, huh?
Yes.
He's in prison for a very long time.
Well, so he had this brick, and he would hold it in one hand. He was a very strong dude. He was an athlete, and he would hold it in the one hand, and he would while people are taking a pop quiz or something, walk around and just kind of hand it to somebody. He'd be like, here, can you hold this real quick? And they'd grab it,
clunk,
and drop it and destroy their desk or whatever. And it was just thinking about that lead now, I'm just how many people have hand lead poisoning?
Here, hold my mercury real quick.
Yeah.
Can
you here, snort this.
Well, come on now.
Let's do lines of mercury.
Seven more lines of coke.
Damn it, you're doing my job for me.
Yeah.
I'm bad at this.
No, that's not true. Anyway.
It is.
Anything that you think science has proven in the last, irrefutably in the last 20 years, just get ready for it to be. All right. Well, that's I think that's enough for us this week. That was a lot. That was a lot of fun. It's time for What Do We Learn This Week? After all, this is a very heady show. Joining us, Sean, Tasty Gravy, not Gervin. Sean.
Well, Greg, you found somebody perfect for Siege.
Just kidding. That's dumb.
Yeah, we were talking about cyberbullying. Greg found somebody perfect for Siege. He's going to get his podcast-approved bucket and fly all the way over to Wales to go ahead and catch his own cyber-farting woman and bring her back to Florida, where she belongs.
Hell yeah. Ooh,
do cyber-farts count as greenhouse gases?
Yes, for
sure. Ooh, wait.
I've got to point out that someone who does that, definitely Florida ready.
Yes.
She's already broken in. Baby, if you need to escape from the UK and you need refuge, Siege has got an almost cleaned out garage for you to live
and in. He's got so many exes to send these farts to. I mean, it'll be never ending.
He's got a good mouth, apparently, too. So
yeah, and a bad mouth. Well, yeah. And a bad mouth.
Below and above board.
The duality of mouth.
We were also talking about trust earlier, and we found out that Greg is living in a very fragile trust tree that is felled by a sumo basho thumbnail.
Oh, dude, it is. NHK and I are... it's going to take some time to repair that. Yeah.
And
shout out to Koto Shoho on his big victory. That's really...
You know what could get you back on speaking terms with NHK?
Yeah, what's that?
The big baby whopper.
Oh, send it my way, NHK.
Now, when Brandon eventually does listen back to this podcast, he's going to find out he's going to be on the Realtor Feet Finder webpage. It's a new app that he's going to start. It's called Zillow.
Zillow.
Yes! Yes!
Right next to our turkey app.
Turkey finder.
We should call it turkey grinder.
Yes. Oh, even better.
for gay turkey sex or sandwiches. Not sure. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.